thanks for lighting it up with Gyoto. That's how it's supposed to be. That was really fun for me. Thank you very much. Really strong, and you know, I feel like I'm still vibrating a little bit from that. One of the great things about a retreat, not just great things, but one of the most powerful things, I think, about a retreat is that, this kind of retreat, is that we do everything together. We do all of these forms together. And by doing them over and over again, we get better at them. We get into rhythm, into a common rhythm. Just like almost with that Gyoto, you know, by the end, we were all in rhythm. We all came from our different rhythms of life. Everybody has a different rhythm of life. I don't have any idea what Selena's rhythm of life is that she just came from. But I'm sure it involves a lot of work as a farmer. But we all have these different rhythms. And then we come here to spend a few days together and nights. And that's, you know, one of the great things about a residential retreat, especially, is that we spend all of this time together. And the retreat rhythm becomes our rhythm. At first it's not. At first it's this strange rhythm. Then that's one of the uncomfortable things about the beginning of a retreat is, you know, I got my way of doing things and I've got my time to go to bed and get up. And then that becomes my way of doing it. This retreat way. And the retreat rhythm is oriented toward finding the Buddha. It's oriented toward finding quiet. So together we reorient our lives toward that. That's a beautiful thing. And we support each other, not by talking to each other, but by doing together, by doing everything together. And then can we kind of hold it, you know, hold each other in that way. We go from form to form to form, from sitting to walking, eating. And one way I think of it is, just like with that mandala, there's a Buddha in each one of those forms. Just like there's a Buddha in each one of the realms. There's a Buddha in each one of those forms. The Buddha speaks very softly, so we have to get very quiet in order to hear the Buddha. Very quiet. He's shy. So we have to he's hard to find. But together, by doing this, by entering this rhythm, we can have a chance over and over again to find our quiet nature. And if we don't do a great job with during Qigong, we can try again during Zazen, and then and we can try again during walking. And as we go through the day like that, we deepen that quiet. This then becomes our rhythm. And there's another rhythm that can appear during a retreat like this. And that is the rhythm between self and no self. In our everyday life, self trumps no self. No self's there too. You know, we're made of water. But self is in control. Self's been the boss for a long time and likes being the boss. There's nothing wrong with myself or yourself. It's just that because he and she have been the boss for so long, following doesn't come easily. In a retreat like this, see if you can't find another rhythm, which is the rhythm between self and no self. Handing over the lead from myself to my no self. The self gladly taking second place, gladly following no self, giving no self some space. And then when it's time to think about the next thing, then no self hands the baton, the lead, over to self. That's the image, that's the goal in a way that I have for my life. Is easy relations between those two aspects of myself, so that one can easily give over to the other, just like in Gyodo, the silence gives way to sound, gives way to silence, gives way to sound, just like when we're walking on the hike, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, easily giving up. It's hard to give up our self. There's nothing wrong with ourselves, as I say. It's just that we're used to taking the lead with everything. The rhythm of this retreat can help us find a different internal rhythm. The rhythm between self and no self, the rhythm between thinking and not thinking, the rhythm between noise and silence. Thank you so much for coming and joining this rhythm. You help me by joining together with, you know, everybody. And sustaining that rhythm. It helps me find my own internal rhythm and helps orient me